I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. Do you believe the following? That outlook influences whether we smoke, exercise, suffer depression, or develop high blood pressure as adolescents or young adults? Do you believe that many of these behaviors and conditions cause heart disease, cancer, and stroke in older Americans? Well, of course, that's all true. The thing is, what are you doing to take action? And do you believe that a positive, optimistic attitude will help you achieve your goals? Our next guest certainly does. She is physician author Dr. Hilary Tindall, MD, MPH, Master of Public Health, who's written the wonderful book that kept me awake all night entitled Up, How Positive Outlook Can Transform Our Health and Aging. Dr. Tindall, welcome to Body Language.
Thank you, Christopher. Thanks for having me.
Why did you write this book? I know you need to make some house payments, but seriously, what did you write this book because you feel a sense of mission and feel that you have something obviously important to say and information that will improve the quality of lives of others?
Well, I guess I do think of it as a mission. I wrote this book to incite and engage people to apply a lot of the knowledge that has been out there for a while. And that is that our outlook, which is our unique patterns of thinking and feeling, we also call it personality or character, that this very strongly affects our health and the pace of our aging over the course of our lives. And on the one hand, that sounds so obvious. One might think, how come you're even talking about it? It's so obvious. On the other hand, if we really understood this principle and lived by it, we would all be living very different lives.
Well, it has been said that the book Up actually helps connect all the dots and in many cases, scientific, well-researched dots.
Yes.
And you've put it all between the covers of Up. How'd you do that?
Well, what I've tried to do in the book is gather all the research that I was able to, including some that I've published with my colleagues over the last 10 or so years, and demonstrate the scientific connections between outlook and our levels of aging. And I consider, for the purposes of understanding, to kind of break it down into everyday terms, that aging happens on several levels, three levels. One is our cells, and our cells actually age or become old. Our organs, such as our heart or liver or other organs, they age as well. And then the whole of us, kind of what we normally think of as aging, wrinkles, stooped posture, etc. And outlook has been linked to all three, aging on all three levels of cells, organs, and the whole of us.
In fact, in 2009, you released what has been referred to as a landmark paper on almost 100,000 U.S. women that you and your colleagues researched as to how much outlook influences health, and you found that optimists were less likely to suffer a first heart attack and die than pessimists. How did you
That's
do
right.
that research?
Well, we actually did it very efficiently. We latched onto a study that was already going, and this is a National Institutes of Health study called the Women's Health Initiative, one of the largest, if not the largest, study of postmenopausal women in the U.S. and the world. And we focused on about 100,000 women, and all these women had filled out some questionnaires at the beginning of the study, because one of the aims of the government that funds this study was to understand how psychological and social factors affect the health of women. And one of the scales that they had filled out at the beginning was the optimism scale, which is called the life orientation test. And it's just a few questions I actually included in the book in chapter 3 for people who are interested in taking it. And it asks questions about expectations of the future. So an optimist on this scale would expect that good things will happen, even in the face of strong uncertainty, while a pessimist will expect bad things to happen.
Why do you think that is? I mean, that's crazy, and unfortunately, that's the kind of craziness that frequently drives our culture.
Well, that's true. I think that one of the main reasons for that may be a very widespread misperception of what optimism or positivity really is and what it is not.
What is it and what is it not?
So optimism, as defined by the research scales, is an expectation of a positive future. And one of the reasons I got so interested in this is when I first read this research scale, I was sitting in my office in 2007, and I almost fell over because I thought, who in their right mind could actually answer honestly, in the face of strong uncertainty, I expect the best? Because I, as someone who struggles to maintain optimism and keep an upbeat attitude, I thought, my gosh, that's so difficult. There's, in uncertainty, things could go wrong. How can they expect the best?
Well, how could you be assured that people were telling the truth? You alluded to that.
Well, that is a good question, and that's always a question for so-called self-report in research. When people report something, they fill out a questionnaire. But heart attacks don't lie, and death doesn't lie. So when we are able to link the questionnaire with these so-called hard health outcomes...
So you correlated with evidence-based stuff there, didn't
correct.
You? In other words, a one-to-one relationship.
That's right.
The results of the survey with pretty concrete health results.
With concrete health results, and therein lies the striking result, and I think that's why so many people found it very interesting.
And speaking of striking results, our guest is Dr. Hilary Tindall, MD, MPH, Master of Public Health, the author of the wonderful book, Up, which has a large spring boing on it, How Positive Outlook Can Transform Our Health and Aging. What's the message, Doctor? What's the takeaway value?
And I had one gentleman named John Gordon who did post an Up story and also contacted me directly, and he's an older gentleman who developed Parkinson's, which was diagnosed just shortly after retirement from what sounds like a really brilliant business career.
In fact, I'm reading the first page, which says, someone, said John Gordon, has written a book for me and about me just when I need it the most.
John, what was so striking about his story was that he... Parkinson's, as many people know, many of your listeners will know, is a degenerative neurologic condition. But there is one thing that people can do, in addition to taking medications and seeking the help of a neurologist, one thing is physical exercise, which has been known to improve the strength and kind of even slow the progression of the condition.
And physical exercise not only does all that, but it keeps you busy. It's a wonderful distraction. It gets you out of the house, out the door, and busy. And that in and of itself is very positive.
Absolutely.
Because you're also exercising judgment. You're going to say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do whatever it takes to deal with Parkinson's.
But John said specifically, the tools that I use to fight my Parkinson's are psychological. So he's doing the exercise and engaging in all this action, but the driving force behind it is really his belief and his heartfelt hopefulness, and it's hopefulness with action. It's not like, oh, I'll sit in my chair and my Parkinson's will get better. It's hopefulness with action that is getting him out there and even getting attention of friends and neighbors who have approached him and said, you inspired me to get off my couch. I see you out there every day with your poles and doing your walk, rain or shine. So in a way, the optimism is kind of infectious.
And inspiring you to get off the couch is Dr. Hilary Tindall, MD, the author of Up, How Positive Outlook Can Transform Our Health and Aging. Dr. Tindall, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.
Thank you, Christopher.
I'm Christopher Springman. You're listening to Radio MD, and remember, be well. Would you agree with that, Dr. Tindall?
Absolutely. Be well.